Go.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down, down. You unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, in your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. Brother, what's happening with you?
Oh, nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we good. Miss Delightful.
Evening.
Hi, Miss Delightful.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm not talking to her.
Damn, already?
I mean, okay.
Mick, you hung up, so whenever you finish, you hung up right when Mike hung up, so... Don't try to put that on me.
You're not talking to me because I said I wonder what happened to him. Well, damn. Okay.
No, because you attacked me last night.
Oh, wow.
You
was in your feelings last night.
I'm just fucking with you.
Hold on, say you can't send me a friend request and not talk to me. That's fucked up. Just mean you lurking.
No, I'm just fucking. You're very good.
Oh,
cute,
man.
Thank you.
You're lurking. Oh, what's good? What's your name?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Janine.
Hi, Boo.
Hey.
Oh, man, I guess I missed all kind of fireworks last night, huh?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you was still under the bus last night, but I ain't going to say no name.
Lord.
I don't know why Mr. did that, man.
Before we even go into that, before I even hear about what I got through under the bus about Miss Pimp, what's good with you?
Man, good morning.
Good evening.
Hey, I am so sure that, yeah, you was thrown under the bus, but then we was kind of like we're giving it to Father Time a little bit. Somebody tried to jump on his little bus, little wagon, you know.
Okay, so if I wasn't here, how did I get through under the bus? What did I do?
Well,
I was trying to talk
there.
To Mr. about that. I'm like, man, dog, why you dogging my boy like that? She did one show.
Stop. But you can hear by lightning. It's thundering and storming outside right now.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man, you need to holler at Mr. Dog.
Mr. came on and came to your defense because you was getting your feelings hurt because the truth was being told, and you know how you handle the truth. So that's what that was. And then now you're trying to throw Mr. under the bus. Now we're going to have to tell Mr. that you was throwing him under the bus when he came to your rescue yesterday.
I'm trying to tell you from the long end because nobody else helped you out.
Shady.
Nobody.
Man, I plead the fifth.
I mean, well, it's recorded. It's on.
We can always go back and listen.
I'm
gonna go back and check it out. I'm gonna go back and see what the fuck he said. I know it's always something. It is always.
Then again, maybe it was at the end of the show. It ran quite over.
Yes, it did. That was a very long show. I enjoyed every minute though.
Oh, okay. All you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio. I can hear it. Don't worry. I'll hear it tomorrow's show in its entirety. All right. Check this out. Before we even get started, I got to say one thing. And I got to say this to the ladies. I mean, normally I'm not a guy that gives out my personal business. But I had to go to the doctor yesterday. At a doctor's appointment, and me being the age that I am, you know, they said, it's time for you to get that prostate exam. You know what? From this day on, if a woman don't ask me for anal, I'm not going to ask her for it. If she don't want to do it, I'm not. You will never get me to push that into you. Come on, let me just put it. No. That's some bitch. She wasn't. I mean, man, I felt like a $2 hoe.
Hey,
I mean, and then. Hold on, let me tell you, man. Let me tell you. This motherfucker did me in so bad. And after it was over, he just threw two napkins at me. Here you go. Clean yourself off. Oh, you dirty motherfucker. I felt so humiliated. I felt so abused. I was like, oh, Lord. I looked at that motherfucker like, nah, you going to give me your phone number? You going to let me know what time you pick me up tomorrow? You got to give me something for behind this one. That shit ain't about the right. There should another method to check that.
That's why I always ask men, if you want to get in there, can I put my thumb in yours? And they say no, then.
You know what? Oh, okay, hold on. See, you take this all the way to right. You know what? You take that to left field every time we talk. Just don't say nothing else. No. What was the mute button?
I just want to know this bus. That's, I mean, like accidentally or anything like that.
What?
I just want to know, did you bust?
Hell no,
man.
What the fuck you mean that I buzz?
That's where your G spot is.
Well, he missed the motherfucker. He missed it by a mile.
Exactly.
He ain't hit shit.
That baby batter is going to squirt all. If you was to go to a sperm bank, that is,
goddamn,
you know.
Well, you know what? It didn't happen.
Okay.
And the only thing I felt was pain.
Would
you
it have
what?
Been
Y'all
better if it was a woman doctor?
Hell no. I don't think it would have been better. Woman doctor? I don't even think it would have felt good if it was a 2-year-old. Shit.
Well, man, look here, dog. I do you one better, man.
Oh, Lord.
I actually had to get some shit removed, right? So I had to do the whole procedure. And you know, they numb you, right? I don't know if y'all know this, but... they numb you, right? I did the test. They found some little, they call them pollens or whatever, cancer pollens or whatever.
Polyps,
yeah. Well, damn, you had it done before, too.
I'm in the healthcare field, very educated. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, man, dude, this motherfucker had this big, long-ass thing, right? This long-ass steel thing with a camera on it. And you know, the motherfucker gave me some pain medicine, right? Some shit to numb me up, right? Gave me a shot and shit, right? And he was like, "Let me know if you feel it." Man, that motherfucker stuck that to me. I was like, "Oh, dude, I clenched up, right?" He was like, "Oh, give me some more, give me some more." Yeah, baby, give me some more. This shit is not comfortable at all.
Hell no.
That shit lasted like an hour, man.
Hey,
dude, I was not happy.
Dog, the fucked up part, I didn't even know how to bend over. Like, man, I've never done this before. I've never been in this position like this. I don't know what the fuck to do. He just bend over. No, hold on, man. Man, that's for the very first time. God damn.
I have to go back every 2 years, man.
Shit.
Every 2 years, I
got to
go do that shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I damn near was at the point like, if I got it, I got it. But you not doing that no more. Shit.
I got tears in my eyes already. Y'all say it.
Man, shit.
My doctor
so did I when that motherfucker. Dude. And here's the thing. It was like he was, man, that motherfucker wasn't gentle at all. I mean, he was like us. He was like Penny, just jugging and jugging and jugging. Hey, man. Hold on.
He did what he had to do.
Man. I looked at that motherfucker's fingers.
Shit,
I said, man, you got some big-ass hands to be doing this shit to a man. You're not right.
My doctor was a lady, so as soon as she said, have you ever had a, the fuck they call it, colonoscopy or whatever.
Colonoscopy.
First thing I did was look at her fingers. That's the first thing I did. You said big fingers wasn't that big, so I was like, all right, nope, I ain't never had one. You know,
hey,
you get your 40.
Remember the doctor by the project, Dr. Carey? Thank God it wasn't him.
Dr.
That
Carey?
That motherfucker had fingers like dicks.
That was my
And that motherfucker hands was like the Incredible Hulk. That man hands was humongous. Shit. Oh, man. Okay, anyway. All right, y'all, take the time.
Well,
I got a question. And, okay, here we go. Now, like I told, like I posted earlier, this show, I mean, this is something that, I mean, we always ask the question about the girlfriend, but let's ask about the woman, you know, the as y'all want to quote unquote call them, the side chick. Now, here's a scenario. And I'm talking to you ladies. Here's a scenario. You and a guy messing around. You and a guy catch feelings for each other. Y'all, I mean, you literally, you know, you love the guy. I mean, you love the guy. You know the guy. You know, you feel like the guy loves you. So, with that being said, the motherfucker like let's quote unquote call her the main girl. She knocks on the door. She taps on your door. You know, she asks for you. She tell you, I know about you. I've been knowing about you. Blah, this kid do woo woo. I know he loves you. I know he loves you. So now, with that being said, I need to know, are you going to be on team him? Or you want to just try to keep going this one-on-one thing? Now, if you were team him consists of me and him. Now, if you don't want to be team him, you got to leave him alone.
Said who?
Ladies.
I had to leave him alone?
This is her ultimatum to you. She's going to make it hell. She's going to make it hell for you, or y'all could just do this together.
Well,
nah, I'm gonna start. Hold on. Well, since you the first one to jump out the gate, delightful. I'm gonna start with you. You jumped out the gate first.
I don't have no comment. That's just foolishness. I can't even wrap my mind around that right now.
You wait a minute. Hold on. Here's the thing. You cannot get on a talk show and say I have no comment.
Can I think about it for a second? I can't. I gotta wrap my mind around it for a second. Come back to me in a second.
Okay, Pimp. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you. Approach is everything. And I think if she came on some old respectful shit, first of all, you had balls to knock on my door. That's first. But for her to say, you know, okay, I know you with my man, and he's feeling you like that, and I know all about you. So here's where I'm at. It's going to be all or nothing. What you want to do? I would probably first just have to process the fact that you just knocked on my door. But the fact that you just came so real, I have to respect that portion of it. But as far as her giving me an ultimatum, all or nothing, well, I'm strictly dickly, so I would, it's not going to roll like that. So I would probably respect the gangster.
Yes.
I would respect her gangster by knocking on my door and just really just process that whole conversation. But the answer would be, not doing it. But, you know, with that being said, I probably would talk to him and be like, you know, she came and ran this down to me, and I'm not good with it. But, you know, whatever, it's out in the open. And if it continues to go on, then that's what it is. With or without our blessings, you know. So, shit,
he's on board with it, because I'm pretty sure she talked to him first. And he gave the okay,
right.
Like, well, all right, go ahead and talk to her. See what she want to do.
I don't know about all that, but okay.
I don't think so.
All right,
let's change the scenario. Let's say both of them came.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Let everybody answer first, dog. Hold on, let everybody answer. I want everybody's answer first. Butter.
Okay. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Even though, you know, I do believe that back in the day, you know, they had multiple wives, so, you know, I don't think it's a big old issue. But at the same time, I can because I'm a woman, I have the option of being jealous. I have trust issues and all of that, so.
Okay, can I ask you something? Okay, and I'm just curious to know, because you already know that he has her. So what trust issues would there be?
Okay, if I didn't know and she just came to me and told me, is that what you're saying, or I already knew before she came and told me?
You already knew about it. You
then
I'm
gonna tell her to keep on doing
knew.
What she's doing, and I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm doing.
No, okay. Janae, what about you?
That means.
You know, I don't think I can answer her at that very moment.
Me neither.
I mean, it's like I don't know where she's coming from. I mean, like, I respect the fact that she came to the house and that she decided she wanted to communicate with me, but until I talked to him, I probably wouldn't say nothing. Probably pretty much enough.
Okay, now you talk to him and he say, well, yeah, she came to me with it, and I mean, she said this is what she want. I mean, she came to me with it, you know. I told her if you was game, okay, fine.
Okay. I mean, if that was the case, then, you know, me and her will sit down and discuss it. We could definitely talk about it, but, I mean, you ain't going to give me no ultimatum. You just ain't going to come to nobody like that. You don't give no ultimatum. If there's something you've been thinking about and there's something you decided that you want to partake in, then, you know, we can definitely all discuss it. I don't have no problem with that.
Okay. All right, bro. You said you were going to change. What scenario was you going to change?
Well, I'm saying, what if the guy and the girl both came to the door at the same time? But she did all the talking. Now, you know he on board because he at the door, too.
My first initial thought would be, how many times have y'all done this before?
Right. How long y'all this been going on before you boldly told me?
So nobody would get in a relationship with them. I mean, he wants to have a girlfriend and a girlfriend. He wants two girlfriends.
He already got two girlfriends.
I'm saying his main girl is with it. And he wants you to be a part of that whole situation. He wants you in a relationship, too. He wants both of y'all.
That's wife. There's a difference. Wife. You know, girlfriend, girlfriend, wife, girlfriend. It's a difference.
I'm going to have to agree with him. I just might be a little too jealous for that. Now, what you do with your wife, your girlfriend, you know, that I don't see, I don't hear about, because when you with me, I ain't gonna do it.
So nobody would be down with that.
I mean, maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Look, I think y'all fail to realize, y'all forget, y'all have fell in love with this dude.
But that's my point. So if she's gonna make it difficult for us to still, because you done gave me an ultimatum. I don't think any woman is really going to go for an ultimatum. So what I would say to you is, may the best woman win. Typically the main chick, my loss. I don't necessarily really see him just stop fucking with me right off and he loves me. I don't really see that, but, you know, I feel like he will win. It usually works that way, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right, well, check this out. We got people listening. If you want to join the conversation, you got to push 1. If you're listening to us on the internet, the number is 646-727-1283. Push 1, we bring you in. And no, nobody's down to...
They have to get to know each other, too. I mean, you have to understand, these people ain't been around each other. I've never met this woman before ever in my life, and she just walks up to my door and say, we all need to be in a relationship with each other. That's all fine and good. I'm always the one that's open to new shit. You know, but just jumping into it, I mean, me and her got to hang out. Hell, she might
gotta build your own relationship.
Okay, what if she's fine with all that? What if she say, okay, I can respect that, I'm fine with all that? Me and you do need to, I mean, if this thing don't work, me and you, at some point, yes, me and you will have to be friends. So, yeah, she's cool. Whatever stipulation you put on there, she says cool. So,
I could be down with that. I don't have a problem with either living in the same house together. That's not a problem.
No, Lord.
As long as we all get along with each other and we all on the same page, then it's fine with me.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Ain't gonna be a dick.
I do that now with threesomes with a specific person. If we really like that person and we doing threesomes, hell, they be over the house.
That's a difference. I think it's a difference from bringing in the same woman or an occasional woman every now and then versus she here all the time now.
No, when I find that person, she at my house all the time. We eventually become friends. Hell, sometimes they come over and spend the night in the same bed with both of us.
Well, all right. Roger that. I'll find out.
I mean, that's just how I've gotten down. So I know how it all works out. But my thing, because I like to stay with the same person. I mean, hell, we all form a bond. We all become friends. It can be done is all I'm saying. I mean, it just has to be the right dynamics, the right people.
So there's no jealousy, no tension, no nothing, and you're not home, and you come home, and they're having sex because she's there all the time. There's no problem. You just hop right in.
I have sent him over to the woman's house because I was at work, and she called me and said she needed something because that's how close we was. And I was like, well, call him because I'm at work right now, and I can't come out. I'm busy. She was like, you sure I can call him? I said, call him. She called him. He called me to make sure that's what I said, and he went.
Hello? Baby.
Yeah. Well.
Hello, baby. I just got a phone call. And I was just wondering. Boy, go on over there, fucker. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, of course I ain't gonna do that with everybody. I mean, you know the that you dealing with. I mean, shit, I just blew up.
Let me ask you. By the way, did I tell you I love you? Okay, good day.
Not holier than thou.
Now, this is pertaining to the topic. Isn't the goal of every side chick? Isn't her goal is to be the number one chick? You got a chance to be the number one now. Why would you turn it down? Isn't that the goal?
No, that ain't the goal.
What you mean? I don't think that's the goal. I don't even think people just plan on being in relationships with people that got somebody else in the first place.
Right.
I'm saying,
if you decide, chick, and you didn't call Phyllis for this dude or girl, whatever, and you already know they got somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like, okay, well, I'm going to try to take him or her from that other person? Because now I love him and I want him. But now this other woman is giving you the opportunity to join the team. To be one, you know, you got 1A and 1B.
Well, I don't look at it like
that. Isn't that an upgrade?
I don't look at it like that because I don't go I don't go into relationships trying to steal a man. If I got to steal somebody's man, then I ain't shit. As far as I'm concerned, I don't need to steal somebody's man. That's the case. I can go get my own man. If I get into something and I end up having feelings, that's on him to decide because at the end of the day, I can be like, hey, you're making your choice by staying. So let's cut our losses now. Let's cut our losses. I would rather walk away. Then to, even though how much I love that person, out of respect and out of love, if that's what he want to do, then I'm going to walk away. I'm not trying to compete and trying to take her place. That's not my plan. That's not what I was trying to do.
Well, I would think it was an upgrade from the side chick to 1B. I think that's an upgrade.
Really?
Because in reality, I could be a number one with somebody else, if that's the case.
Okay, so switch the scenario. Both of y'all have a spouse or a mate. Now how does that work out?
What was the question again?
So flip the scenario because we're making it seem like it has no option, like she's your only option. The side chick is just yours. So flip it to she has a man, you have a woman, and you two are, you know what I'm saying? She's a main to someone else, but
okay.
Also besides
that ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work.
So what? Now you trying to put all four of them together?
No, not putting them together. She's saying she has the option of walking away. She's not going into it looking to take anybody. And she can go and be someone else's number one. But you're already someone else's number one. So now how does that change the situation?
I think you're comparing apples to oranges. And I'm the only person that flip things around here, okay? Okay.
Go to timeout.
Okay, so I had looked up the definition of a side chick, right?
Someone please tell me.
And it basically was saying that she was a mistress, that she was just a woman with better sex than the main chick, and she is basically in a situation where she can easily walk away from, and it's just for sexual purposes only.
Okay, who wrote, can I ask who wrote this? I mean,
I got it off of Google. I Googled it, and it was in the Urban Dictionary.
Well, it's on the internet, so it got to be right.
No,
okay,
but
my question is, okay, so we had a few weeks back, we had a conversation about the side chick, and after a story I told, and he was being loyal to the side chick. So if it's just a sexual thing, then how can you be loyal to one miss? Like, I'm not understanding.
Because he caught feelings.
And that's
loyal
the problem.
He caught feelings for.
That's why some of these side chicks is coming out with contracts. Like, I won't go this far. I won't go this far. This is what I know I'm supposed to do, what I'm not supposed to do. And they signing shit like
okay,
dummies.
Now, really, do you really, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Those contracts, do you really think those contracts really hold up when your emotions
not
are involved?
Not with a grown woman. But these young women, yeah.
So take me to court. We said that shit stand up in court.
All right. Really, like, you really going to use this contract? Okay. This contract clearly states, I mean, I've seen the side chick or the side dude contract. I've seen all those. But let's be realistic. That shit is for humor only. That shit is not serious. I mean, think about it. Now, let's just analyze this. Okay. All right, now.
That works only if you have money.
All right, that could be the case, but now, check this out. Pimp, you with me? What the pimp know?
Walking.
This pimp.
She said she was walking.
No. Oh, okay, well, all right, okay. Janine, I'm going to ask you then. Now, we get together, right? You with me? Nobody
never
with
you tonight, huh?
I'm not.
I guess not. Okay, you with
Hello?
Me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're standing there. We're in the room. Now, this is serious business. We're in the room. I pull out a piece of paper. And you ask me, what is that? Oh, this is a contract. Mm-hmm. This is a contract that guarantees that you can't catch feelings no matter what the situation is. No matter how good I treat you or no matter how good this thing is going, you cannot catch feelings.
Bullshit.
Oh, well, of course I'm not going to sign it.
I mean, it's like
that's like saying you can predict the future or something. You can't predict
exactly.
The future what's going to happen. So.
Okay, would it be different if the words were changed? I can catch feelings, but I can't show my feelings.
You
know what I'm saying?
You
can't act out on them. So you can't call the main chick and, you know, act the goddamn fool and take, you know.
Okay,
you can
that should be in the contract. That should be in the contract. You can't act a fool.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
should be
I do
contract,
know I've
but...
seen it on talk shows or whatever, where these young chicks, and these are younger chicks in their early 20s or whatever, they signed the picture or whatever, they signed the contract, and they even went to the woman like, "Look, I don't want your man. I like fucking. I love to fuck, and this is what I want to do, and I just want to fuck your man. I don't want your position. You can have him. I just want to be able to, when you getting tired of him, you send him on over to me, blah, blah, blah."
Okay.
She
signed the contract
and showed it to the woman. She got an ass whooped.
Okay, can I ask what episode of Jerry Springer this was?
I mean, I don't know now because on my TV they done took channel Fox 59 off, so I don't know which one it was, but it was something.
But it
I
was
recorded.
Jerry Springer, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I mean, go ahead.
So, I mean, y'all kind of started on something with the woman coming to the door and everything. Okay, so what if everybody says that? And say y'all all get together. Say y'all living together. How would you as the man feel about it?
Like,
I mean,
fuck with
King. Now you got two women on. No, it ain't going to be all...
No,
y'all like he thinks it's gonna be. Yeah, you got the sexual part good, but now you got two women in the house.
Cause the last time I heard, you was mad if you saw your girl getting down with another girl and you wasn't there.
Who was mad?
You said you would lose it if you saw your girl in the room.
Hold on.
If he couldn't join,
let me correct you. I said if I couldn't join in, that's when I get mad. I ain't never said I'll walk in the room and see shit like that and get upset. No, I will not. I'm coming butt booty. By the time y'all jump out the bed and turn y'all head, I'm naked. I'm on my way walking in. Now you get talking about some. Well, I don't want him here. Oh, now, bitch, I'm chucking you out the door.
But what if that's
ultimatum.
Yeah, and what if that woman that you decided you're going to enjoy the three-person relationship with said, well, I want to be able to see if I can sexually connect with your girl first before I can say we all going to be together. Are you going to allow that to happen? Because they having sex by themselves. You're not being able to join in on this one.
I'm joining in. Let's put this whole foolishness to rest. You're not gonna sit that first rip. No, you're not gonna. Well, let me see if I. No, motherfucker, this is a threesome. We're in this together. Didn't you hear what she said? This goes three ways. What the fuck I look like? Well, hell, I might as well just move the fuck out and let y'all get together.
Okay, you can watch. Okay, you can watch, but you can't join in.
Man, you crazy.
You're still there, isn't it?
But you have to make sure that they get along sexually. They might not even get along sexually.
You know what? Look here. Go on with that old fantasy bullshit where you think you still come out on top. No, not working. No.
Oh, shit.
Y'all can cut that shit elsewhere. Ain't no, I mean, let's be realistic about this. You really think I'm going to sit there? Hold on now. You really think I'm going to sit there? Let's just analyze this. I'm going to sit there in the chair. Y'all motherfuckers go to town. Ooh, y'all finished. Now, my dick harder than my dick probably can go through cement at this point in time. And I'm supposed to say, oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you probably get your dick sucked afterwards or whatever. But they at least know that they can get along sexually. They might come and take care of you afterwards.
You know what? What world do you live in? What world are you from?
It has to happen.
No. From my understanding, let me stop. I ain't finna do the big mic.
Y'all so like throwing each other under the bus. Y'all petty as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm just being real. Now, all bullshit aside, I mean, come on now. What man you know won't actually say, all right, cool. Yeah, y'all do that.
But you're sitting there. You can play with yourself, get yourself aroused. I mean, it ain't like y'all don't do it in private. I mean, you got a nice visual, live.
Play with myself.
That's what I
and
said.
Two of y'all there.
With
it's two of y'all
hair.
There.
I think neither one of them play with themselves. I think they just, you know.
The fuck I look like playing with myself? I got two naked women in front of me. That makes no sense.
Right.
I mean, but we're connecting right now. See, I'm bringing you in. You wanted a threesome. I'm allowing you to sit in and watch and be a part so we can make this happen. But you can't join in the first time. We need to build our own chemistry. Now, I could go behind your back and just sleep with her and you not know nothing about it.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do.
I mean, so that's okay, right? If they sleeping together at the times when you're not there, like say everything is working out, but you know you at work and they both at home. Is it okay that they're sleeping together when you're not there?
Yeah, they can go for that, but just be like, geez,
be like that.
No, you ain't gonna just cut me out of it.
But how can they even get together by themselves if they don't know what they're doing together?
Man, you know what?
Come on, man.
Let's go. Come on, now.
I think I'm asking a real question. I ain't trying to be funny.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can be attracted to one person, I've heard men say that a woman turns them on all the way, and then they couldn't move their body right. Their hygiene wasn't right, or something like that. You might, you know what I'm saying?
I'm more of a mental attraction person myself, so you know, I mean, we got to connect mentally.
Yeah, if I can't hold you a conversation. If I can't hold you a conversation and feel some type of way about you, then I can't just jump in and have a threesome with somebody I don't know nothing about. I'm not, you know.
Not even a threesome, sex, period.
All right, on that note, listen up. We got people listening. If you want to join the show, you got to push 1. If you're on the internet, dial 646-727-1283, and we'll bring you in. All right, y'all, we got a new caller. What's up? Is this Tanny?
It's Candy.
Oh, what's
hey,
up,
Candy?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Hi.
All right, yeah.
What's going on?
What's up, this Tony?
You already know what it is, man. Check this
out. What's up, dog?
I'm listening to everybody, what they're talking about, the whole situation about the ladies and the gay thing, lesbian thing, and everything like that. Let's think about something. Okay, we heard everything that everybody's talking about, because you guys are well over 700,000 viewers right now. And the main question is, so this is the main thing. Well, women always say, well, this is what it's going to be, and this is our issue, and this is that. One thing you have to realize, as a man, women are going to bump clit with another woman's clit. And women always say they don't like another man, but yet they go out and buy a dildo to fuck another woman with. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
Yes, I am correct. Because a woman going to go out and get a dildo, and she's going to make another woman feel good. Either she going to lick it, she going to finger fuck it, or she going to bump clits, whatever. She's going to do whatever she has to do to make the next woman feel good. So, and a woman wants penetration somewhere down the line. Am I correct? Yes, I am.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, when you start talking about with women versus women, and then you have men versus men, anything like that. The thing is, you got to say to somewhere in your life, man, you know what? I need what I need to make me feel genuine. It's not another woman. God has already made it set in stone for you ladies, and same for you men. It's already been made and set in stone. You know you want a dick, and a woman knows she wants some. A woman knows she wants some dick, and a man knows she wants some pussy. Okay, it is what it is. Thank y'all for tuning in for me and everything like that. God bless. Good night. Allah.
Man, don't be stealing my shit, man.
Well,
Everybody trying to steal my shit.
For y'all that don't know what the fuck Stanham said, we got dictionaries on SinCityRadioShow.com.
Oh, goodness.
All right, on that note, y'all. Well, go ahead.
I'm gonna go to a song.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
No, go ahead.
We go to song. We
come back to it. Everybody need a breather after
Stanham. All right, y'all.
Your love is fading. Your love is fading. I feel it's fading. When no one ain't around. I feel it's fading. I think too much. I feel it's fading. Ain't nobody watching. I feel it's fading. I just fade away.
I feel it.
Fade away.
I feel it.
I think too much.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Roll up. Hold up. Pull up.
I feel it.
I love. I wanna. I'm trying to
feel it.
I'ma rock the boat. Work the middle till it hurts a little.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
I'm with a real ass nigga. Can you feel that, nigga?
I feel it.
Bitch, better act like you know better.
I feel it.
Whoa. No one ain't around.
I feel it's fate.
I think too much.
I feel it's fate.
Ain't nobody watching.
I feel it's fate.
I just fade away.
I feel it.
That song was horrible.
Bad.
Now I'm not a fan of Kanye.
That song was horrible.
I like the Dr. Office music better.
Oh my God. Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Oh, that was horrible. I'm sorry, y'all. Swear to me, I should make the music selection on that one. That sounds like some. I don't even know what the fuck it sounds like. I like some old 80s shit. You have to watch, you know, remember back in the day you had to watch all them old fucked up videos before you got to see Purple Rain or Thriller or something? You had to watch all them old fucked up videos? That's what that sounds like.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Okay, hey, y'all, he back. Hey, what's up, Tom?
What's up, man? Playing that good shit, man.
You're not allowed to use that word on this show, according to yesterday.
What?
Nigga.
That's right. We don't use that word on this show. I didn't just use that word.
Okay.
Well.
All right, we back up and running, y'all. Back up and running.
We need to, like, get a whole little list of the things we cannot say in the city.
Okay, I'm sorry, brother, but we all came to agreement. Don't you ever play that damn song again. That song was fucking horrible.
Mm-mm.
White Philly and Kanye?
Yeah,
man,
that
song
horrible.
Was horrible from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Kanye.
Nah, he gets no more play with that one.
All right, man. Let's piggyback on what we started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody know, as far as my niece go, I'm finna jump back on that. Because I'm still a little upset that all y'all jumped on me for no reason. Now, I just want to get your opinion, dog. I'm going to give you the situation,
okay.
And you give me your opinion. If anybody that's listening on the internet, you got anything to say about this, if you felt that I was wrong or whatever, the number is 646-727-1283. Call and let me know. I ain't scared. All right, man.
What was it about?
It's me, my daughter, my brother, his daughter, and her girlfriend. Okay?
Okay.
We at dinner.
Your niece's girlfriend.
My niece's girlfriend, correct. We at dinner. Now, they're a very affectionate couple. You know, they show a lot of affection, public, private, whatever. They're very, very affectionate. So my daughter made a comment and said that y'all are really affectionate. And then the girlfriend said, yeah, we are because, you know, we love each other. And she said we have great sex. And this is what she said that sent me over the edge. She said, my niece eats her pussy better than any man she's ever known. And I snapped.
Hell no.
I lost it.
You had every right to.
Thank you. But no, not the ladies. Not the ladies. The ladies jumped all on my back.
Nah.
Oh, don't
I mean, that,
y'all
that,
quiet
that.
Now, huh? Now we streaming.
I feel
we streaming.
Like
we got 800,000 people listening. Now y'all quiet.
No, it's not the fact that you was how you felt was wrong. It's about where you sit, how you went off and where you went off.
I have every right to go off.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Finally, one lady that agree with me. Well, yeah,
we don't talk about that stuff. There's a right place and a wrong place to talk about all that.
Exactly. There is a right place and a wrong place, so and take that for what he said. He was wrong for flipping out.
No, she
the
brought it up.
The father was there. The father was there.
Okay.
If the father didn't say shit, then why did he?
Shit.
I would have opened my mouth. I'm sorry. I'd have been like, what the fuck?
I would have too.
I mean, I couldn't have sat there and listened to her. I mean, even with them being grown, I mean, that was just like, I mean, here it is, you're my niece. I mean, that's my dad and my uncle. Have more respect for them. I don't know how your brother feels about the situation, but let's just say if your brother wasn't even comfortable with it, but he's accepting it. You know, like, have more respect. Oh, my dad's sitting right there. I mean, I think that goes for either, you know, if she's with a man or a woman. You know, that goes like, okay, I mean, if you had a boyfriend, you wouldn't let your boyfriend say, well, you know, yeah, man, your daughter sucked shit out my dick last night.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, there's no difference to me. I mean, because, I mean, you can do what you want to do. You can do what you want to do. I mean, she's grown. She's entitled. If she could be with who she want to be with, but that was disrespectful.
Very.
Now, butter. Now, what if
We was eating dinner with your mama, and I told her that you ate my pussy better than any man. Do you know but a mama would have blowed up? That's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying now? Come on. That was wrong.
Oh, y'all quiet in the motherfucker right now.
I don't know what that woman upbringing was. Y'all don't know of her family. I stand on my statement. Fuck what you talking about.
Yes, my mother would probably flip out and say all kind of stuff, but not at that restaurant.
Oh, I don't see where she
was. Oh, wait a minute. So you saying your mom's was waiting until y'all get home to say something?
She might even wait till we get in the car, but I don't think that she would flip out at a restaurant, and then she would say how she felt about that person. That person ain't got no home training, or they was raised totally different. We don't play that shit, and she going to snap off for more than that day, probably for a whole month. But she ain't going to act no fool at no restaurant.
The butter mama, I know what the...
I'm not gonna hit my mother now. What? Wait a minute.
For real.
She did what?
Well, that's why you was threw under the bus last night, because you was gonna agree with us and not him. So, see?
Wow. Is that right, Tom?
Tell the truth, Shay the devil.
What did she say? I didn't hear what she said.
I bet you did.
She said that I was gonna agree with you with them.
I don't know if I said that. I probably did say that.
Damn,
not
dog,
on this one though. No, not on this situation though. I know you to back me up 100% on this one.
But the
shit they was talking
last
night, man. I was homophobic. I was this. I was that.
Lies.
Y'all didn't call me homophobic last night.
No, we
did
not.
That
word
did not come up in the conversation last night.
We asked you, were you?
That was the difference between saying you were and you are, or you, and the question you. We asked you, were you?
You only question a motherfucker when you think. It was the reason why you asked me that question, because you was thinking.
I just didn't understand why you snapped off. I felt like,
it was
I get that, but it wasn't your place to just snap off on that girl like that. You don't know her.
Okay, let me
see. She shouldn't have said that. That's not.
But
you
he
know,
was comfortable
not...
talking about. But here's the thing: if you say you're okay with talking about sex, now granted, I understand. I don't rock like that. I get what he's saying. But if you're saying you're okay and you're comfortable with talking about sex, and you don't know her history and her background and how her family get down and how they talk, you can't be mad at her for speaking her mind because you were comfortable to talk about sex. If you're going to be
You didn't say that yesterday.
Well, then you shouldn't have been talking about sex at the dinner table.
Okay, can I ask a question? Let me ask something. Okay. Did you actually bring up a question about sex to her?
No. She brought sex into the equation. The little girl did.
Y'all keep calling this one the little girl.
My daughter just said y'all are very affectionate. That was it. And then she went to talking about, we love each other. We're very affectionate and we have great sex. I don't need to hear all that shit. I'm her uncle.
So at any point, did Denise say anything?
Let me ask you a question. Delightful. Me and you together. We together. Mm-hmm. We're a couple. We've been together 5 years. We had dinner with your moms. And I'm at the dinner table with your mom and you. And I'm telling you, girl, I want to take you in the bathroom right now and fuck the shit out you. You don't think your mom think that's disrespectful?
I'm sure she would, but 9 times out of 10, way me and my mama rock, she know how you get down.
Yeah, but your mom's going to find disrespectful for me talking like that at the dinner table. In her presence, she don't need to know what's going on in our bedroom.
That's true, but you saying I want to take you and fuck the shit out of you versus your daughter be fucking the shit out of me. Now, if you had came to my mother and said, your daughter be fucking the shit out of me and we're in the middle of some kind of sex form, my mother wouldn't have tripped at all because my mother already knows because we just that open. We talk like that.
Man, y'all crazy too.
Yeah.
I did the right thing. I don't care what you
I didn't come across on my own. I had mean, it has to. And a few other family members. Nothing.
But
keep carrying
like,
on.
Like you say, you know, we don't know how she was brought up, but the thing is, she don't know how we brought up either.
Right.
But, I mean, my daughter, you know, she's bisexual. I love women, too. I love colored, you know, different colors. And I'm not prejudiced at all. But if somebody approached me like that.
She was about to call us colored. She was
no,
about to say,
I
love
color. I said of color. No,
was
I would.
Was the only one that caught that?
No, you caught it wrong. You ain't even give me a chance. No, I would have never called
call
you of that.
Color.
Of color.
No, I'm just fucking.
Never
okay, go
said,
ahead.
No.
I
but anyway.
Candy is the blackest white girl I know, so.
But I would never, I wouldn't, no, that would not be, that would be unacceptable. I'd be like, if you don't leave that girl, I swear to God. You know,
right.
I mean, I could not do that. You know, and I was raised, I mean, well, my mother is, and my father are Christians. But, you know, I say things to my mom sometimes, and she gets red in the face. Like, so I kind of not, you know, say things to her because she'd be like, well, you know, whatever. But I would never, I mean, my dad, I can just imagine what my dad would do if somebody was like, you know.
Okay, so. Well,
that would just be, woo.
Take it up a notch. He's going to visit the niece. He's supposed to put his woman out of their home so the uncle can stay because he
no,
don't want
to
be bothered
together.
With her because she was just.
You didn't say
but
that
you didn't
yesterday.
Say that last night. You didn't say that last night.
Didn't say that last
well,
night. You
I'm
said
sorry,
that when you came down there, you was gonna have to tell her to put the girl out because she could not stay there while you was there.
That's not
what
I
said.
What I said was when I come visit.
Can we get a replay?
Little girl away from me.
Please.
That's what I said. Keep the little girl away from me.
That's not what you
That's
said.
That's what I said.
You know what?
Well,
I'm going to bring some holy water when I see you.
I mean, he might got
that
all
the first
time.
Time you, was that the first time you met her?
Yes. Yes. Me and my brother met at the same time. We
see,
know
that
our
is
niece,
just.
I mean, I know my niece
yeah,
is gay. She's been gay for years. We already knew this.
Right.
When she was in high school, we knew. We knew that's the way she rocked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's fine. That's acceptable. I mean, that's you. Do what you do. But you can't bring no disrespectful ass little girl around us. We'll rock like that.
Yeah,
we'll
that,
get down
you
like
know,
that.
She should, you know, your first time meeting somebody is a crucial time. If they don't like
Very.
You then, they ain't going to like you now. You know what I'm saying? So why would you put yourself out like that, though?
Exactly.
You know, you being the woman that you are, and not too many people accept women and women, but there is, you know, a majority do. But
this woman was born and raised in California. She's not
okay,
raised
but
under
that
the same cloth as we are.
That doesn't make it right. She,
it,
you know,
it,
because
it, it
you
doesn't
just,
make
you're
it
not
right,
gonna
but
open,
it doesn't.
You're not going to open yourself up like that because you've got to make your first impression as the best impression. So, you know, I thought that would have been just tacky.
Okay,
I agree.
And that's true. She fucked
I
herself,
agree.
Granted. She fucked
but that,
herself, but at
me.
The end of the day, she's allowed to be who she is, and she did nothing but be who she was.
Yeah, but you got to be respectful about it. You got to be. You got to have
I
some
said,
kind of respect.
You got that. I gave that to you, but I'm saying at the end of the day, she was nothing but herself, whether that was rude, disrespectful, nice, polite, however you want to look at it, she was true to herself and did what she did. Period, point blank, and I ain't got nothing else to say about it.
I'm just hoping that your niece put her in her place after the fact because,
I do,
you know.
Because she's the guy of the
yeah, he said
so
he hopes
she
whoop her ass, all that.
Don't go there. He didn't say that.
That is something that I wouldn't put my hands whether you're a woman or a man unless
oh,
I have to defend myself. But
see, he did say that.
Well, at least
but,
he admitted
you know,
that one.
Yes, but I hope she did put her in her place. Look, we don't talk like that. That was very disrespectful of you. You know, and I hope she apologizes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's tacky. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you, Doug. Did she say it after you said what you said to her? I mean, did she say anything else?
Nope.
She was probably scared out of her mind.
She probably got up and left. Got me.
Hold on, y'all. Did your niece say anything to her?
Nope. She talked to my brother. I don't know what they said. I was really upset about the whole situation. And I haven't talked to him, so I don't know what they talked about. But I was hot. I was very hot. Did not appreciate that shit at one bit.
I mean,
you know,
that
young, you know, 22, 23. You know, probably want to raise with no home training. But you can't say shit like that to people.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, time. I think they're trying to ask you something. What was you saying?
I was just asking, did your brother talk to you about how he felt? Did he say something about how he felt?
No, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him since.
Oh, okay.
And what happened to the niece calling in tonight?
I guess she's mad at me.
Let me ask you, dog. I wasn't on the show yesterday. What exactly did you say
to the little girl?
She's not a little girl.
I just told her, what you said was very disrespectful, and I just added a couple of choice words in there. That's all.
Okay, now, come on, man.
I was a little loud. Notice that it caught me off guard. It caught me
off guard. Hold on, Tyma, were you more mad
because she said it around your daughter, or was you mad because she was disrespectful to you?
She was disrespectful. My daughter had nothing to do with it. She was disrespectful to me and my brother, her father and her uncle. We don't need to know what y'all do in the bedroom. That's between y'all. That ain't got shit to do with me and him. Nothing.
I honestly can agree with that. I can agree with you. I mean, I would have been upset too. I'm not going to lie. I would have been upset. I would have been like, what the fuck do you mean? You know, I mean, I would have been upset. I would have been. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I wouldn't have been. I would have been. You know, and I probably would have said, you know, I probably would have said whatever it is that you said. Not sure what you said, but I probably would have said something very, like, what the fuck, you know, I would have.
I mean, you know, there's some things you just don't say. You can't say what you want whenever you want, no matter where you at. You just can't do that shit. You know, and a lot of motherfuckers think, well, you know, I can say what I want to say. Yeah, okay, but you got to say it at the right time. You can't just say what the fuck you want to say.
So
I think that
you don't want to hear about it, when was the right time to say it?
For me, never. I don't need to know what's going on with y'all. If y'all happy, if my niece is happy, I'm happy. That's all I need to know. Are you happy? Baby, are you happy? That's it. I don't need to know how good the sex is. That's too much information.
I can agree with that one.
Okay. Moving on.
I can agree with that.
That's right. No,
I agree with that too.
There you go, Candy. That's what's cracking. The only woman that's on my side. I don't know about Janine. She ain't saying shit last night. She ain't saying shit tonight.
What you saying?
I don't know where she's staying.
Who are you talking about, me?
He said Janine, honey. What's your opinion? Did I overreact?
No, I would have went off. I would have probably cussed her out in front of the whole restaurant. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who looking, who say something. They kick us all out the motherfucking restaurant. That's how we roll, shit.
Right. I mean, you don't talk about sex. Nobody talks about sex in front of their mama. Nobody.
I mean, we having a nice dinner. Shit, I don't want to hear that shit. That's
yeah, right. Shit, I had Wendy's rocking,
like
boy.
That's just like if I just bust out and was like, damn, I know I can suck good ass dick and shit. You know, you talking like that in front of your kids and shit. I mean, it's the same shit.
Right.
Be respectful. We could talk about certain things together with one another. on a private note, but not at dinner.
Not at dinner. You don't talk about
not with your daddy and your uncle sitting there.
No.
Hell no.
If y'all with y'all friends, y'all can talk about whatever y'all want to.
Right.
But not in front of me. Mm-mm.
That's all I was saying last night.
I knew where I stood. I was doing, I was off somewhere else yesterday, but I never said nothing about me disagreeing with you.
I know, I'm just saying, you didn't say anything last night neither, so. I just wanted to know where you stood at. Because
yeah,
as you know,
I
you were a witness to all the attacks I got.
I mean,
oh, by the way.
I just
want to
know.
I mean, and that was their opinion, you know, that was their opinion. I can respect their opinion, too. But, I mean, just like they said, she raised a certain right away, so was I. So was a lot of people. So just like I would have probably reacted, I would have overreacted. So, I mean,
I probably
wouldn't have flipped over no tables and no shit like that, but, you know, it would have been close.
Yeah, it was close. It was, motherfucker started, she was about to wear a whole plate of food.
So you couldn't have just pulled her to the side later and said, you know, that was inappropriate, you know, and family, we don't talk like that. Like, I mean, you just came at her completely harsh, just straight left field.
Before I answer that, let me say one thing. Actually, I'm going to say two things. For everybody that attacked me last night, I'm
fuck all y'all.
And right now, I need all the ladies to stay calm. Okay, ladies, stay calm. What's up, Big Mike?
What's up?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
still
hold on
gonna
now.
Finish the conversation. We still on our question answer from yesterday.
Oh, no.
Hold on. No. Now, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all.
Nothing.
Hold on.
See, she thinks
hold
this shit
on.
Is a game, whatever. I'm not laughing.
Hold on, Mike. Calm down. Now, brother, hold on. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing cool.
All right, now let me ask you. I wasn't on the show last night. Now, I heard about it, so I just want to hear from the horse's mouth. Mike, did you say all black women ain't no good, especially the ones from Gary?
Yeah.
And Indianapolis.
Huh? But
yeah,
Zach, hold on, Zach. Let me tell my side of the story. The problem
okay,
is I
about it though, but go ahead.
But the reason why I said that is because this here, I heard what old girl said. I feel like this here, it's too many sisters getting killed, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I chose not to head down that other path, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like this here, if a woman don't like me for me, middle fingers in the air, fuck them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't give, Mike, calm down.
Hold on. Okay, but you could take a woman from Texas and she'd feel that same way. Why pinpoint just the women from Gary and Indianapolis? Is that the only place you've been?
No.
Okay, so why just pinpoint the Gary and Indianapolis women?
I mean, because, man, I mean, what's out here for me? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She's talking about I got to ask her a question. I ain't got to answer her nothing. You know what
hold
I'm saying?
Mike, stop going past and you going past what you're talking about. Now, this is a radio show, Mike. You got to respect the radio show, man. Come on.
Okay.
You call in, people going to ask you questions.
Let me bring the people that's listening on the internet up to speed. By the way, y'all, the number is 646-727-1283. Push 1, we'll bring you in. I see we got somebody that push 1. This got to be my man, Marley Maul. Let me bring Marley in, y'all. What's up, Marley?
What's up, everybody? Cleveland.
What's good, Marley?
Cleveland, baby.
You're a free man. You just got out the joint?
Nah, Cleveland. LeBron James.
Oh, shut that shit up.
Bro, nobody want to hear that bullshit. Fuck that.
Ooh,
the king. The king.
All right, we're going to bring you up the team.
We
got
to give it to you. They won. All
right, Mike.
What's up?
Ask you a question, man. From what you said
what's up, bro?
I mean, what you said, I couldn't even get in there and save you, dog. I wanted to jump in and save you. But I couldn't get in there and save you.
I mean, it's just like this here. Everybody got their own opinion, and I got my view, you know what I'm saying? And if I feel like, you know what I'm saying, ain't no decent sisters here, you know what I'm saying, why I'm supposed to do?
I ain't never slept with a black woman. I ain't never had one, but got many opinions about them.
Pink game. I don't have to answer. I don't have to answer to no woman out here. Don't no woman pay my bills. I do everything on my own.
Congratulations.
What can a sister do for me?
Hold on, y'all. We getting beyond it. Hold on, Mike. Hey, Mike, listen to me. Listen to me, dog. You come in with an attitude, but I'm asking you a simple question. What is it about, I mean, without the attitude, okay, we understand that you don't want to talk to nobody from Indianapolis or you don't want to talk to nobody from Gary. What is it, though, without attitude, what is it that, what are you looking for that you're not finding? That's what I want to know.
I'd rather not say it.
He looking for Becky with the good hair.
So with the good hair.
No, wrong answer. Wrong answer.
Okay, Mike, give me the right answer. You call the talk show to talk, but then you won't say nothing. All you want, you keep getting defensive when there's no need to get defensive. I mean, I'm talking to you. I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
Now, Mike,
okay.
We're gonna ask this again. What is it that you're looking for that you're just not finding?
I mean, a woman who got some sense.
Okay, in what terms do you mean? I mean, Mike, here's my thing about that. Here's my thing about what you said.
What?
Yes, it's some crazy motherfuckers in Gary. Yes, it's some crazy motherfuckers in Indianapolis. But it's also some crazy motherfuckers in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Portland, Oregon, motherfucking Miami, San Francisco. I mean, you got to know what type of woman that, I mean, every woman, I can't get on board to say every woman from Gary is bad, because I've ran across some that was bad in Gary. Yeah, I have met some bad women in Gary, but I mean, I can't sit there and say every woman from Gary ain't shit. I mean, I don't know every woman in Gary.
Right.
I'm sorry, he said every black woman.
Black.
Mike,
as if he doesn't
think
our race.
Now, Mike, you didn't put your own rate down, did you?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm right here.
All right, Mike, holler at your boy, man. You didn't put your own race down, did you?
I spoke my piece.
I understand that, but Mike, let me ask you know why put your own race down?
You know what I mean?
Why, and I'm just asking, dog. Why put your own race down, though?
I mean, you know, I have a hard time trusting women.
Say that. Don't say black women.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just women in general.
Hold on,
y'all. Hold on.
Yeah. So, okay, let me ask you, Mike. Let me ask you. You got butter, you got candy. Candy's white, butter's black. Who would you trust?
Hey, I have a hard time trusting women.
I mean, okay. So you would rather go towards candy than butter, strictly because of skin color?
Hey, I'm not gonna. You know, Zach, I'm not gonna jump into no relationship like that.
I understand that, but I'm saying you see both of them walking. They're both attractive women. You would swing towards candy quicker than butter because of she's black and she's white. I mean, I'm asking. I'm not saying that's what you do. I'm asking that.
No, not really.
Okay, so you don't hate all black women.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm just asking.
He pleads the fifth. He pleads the fifth.
Crickets.
I mean, he's
not pleasing
himself.
Him, man. He probably didn't hear you, man. Ask him the question again.
What he doing?
Ask him the question again, man. He probably didn't hear you.
Okay, Mike, did you hear the question that I asked?
No, repeat that, cause I'm on the clock.
Okay, Mike, do you hate all black women?
I mean, I didn't say that, you know, but, you know.
I wasn't on the phone yesterday. I wasn't on the phone
right,
yesterday.
Right, and
I
understand
know.
That. And I understand that, you know what I'm saying? I just spoke on how I felt, you know what I mean?
Right, and so you didn't mean that you hate all black women, right?
You know what I mean? But also I said this here, you know what I'm saying, that. I got family members. Is they now that they, you know what I'm saying? Is they Mexicans and white women? You know what I'm saying? Now that I did bring up, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I said that, hey, my family pulled me to the side and gave me a little, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. Hey, they feel like, hey, they don't trust sisters out here because they feel like it's too much bullshit going on.
Okay.
I'm not knocking them, you know what I'm saying? You know, but hey. They
I
know.
I have a question. So
go ahead with your question.
I guess everybody has their preference.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I didn't argue with my family about, you know what I'm saying, hey, you know what I'm saying, why you they not your race. I didn't argue with them. I'm like, that's y'all too.
Okay, but would you? Okay, so my question to you is, can I take you out on a date and show you all black women ain't crazy? Because I'm gonna need you to experience this shit for yourself before you make that judgment just because your family pulled you aside. So can you even go out on a date with a black woman?
I'm grown. I'm 37 years old.
Come with the privilege.
Okay, Mike. Mike, the challenge has been put out. She asked, can she take you out on a date just to show you that all black women ain't fucked up and crazy?
And she's
cute,
man. She's cute, yeah.
Okay, so
all right.
Like,
there you go.
Would you take him out on a date?
I would definitely take his crazy ass out on a date just to prove my point.
Ah, shit. What's up, Big Mike?
My treat, because I pay my own bills, too.
No, I treat.
Well, okay, so, no, you know what his first question going to be while y'all at the table.
What's up, Mom? Is we fucking or what?
All right, so when can we do this? Because I want to see how. Can we film this?
Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously. I mean,
yeah, please
okay,
film
Mike,
that
wait,
shit.
What?
I want to see this shit.
Right.
All right, Mike, look, for you. We almost done with the stream. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to put the lifeful. I'm going to put you and Big Mike in the room. Y'all can exchange numbers. Ain't nobody in the room but y'all two, all right?
Excuse me?
No, don't say excuse me now. You just said you want to take that man out.
Hey, Zach. She can get my number from Zach.
No, man, you give her your number,
no,
man.
No,
she wants her
no,
number from another motherfucker.
That's on you. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hold on, one second. Is he on Facebook? Can you get my number out like that?
Ain't nobody gonna hear the number but you and him. Y'all in a private room. It's just you and him. Ain't nobody else in there.
It don't matter. We, I'm look. Blow your.
Oh,
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Did you want me to give him your
number?
You want me to give him your number?
Huh?
You Lord.
That with...
Woman, y'all in
okay,
a private room.
On,
nobody has
stop.
Access
wait
to the
minute.
Room but me, my man, and y'all two. And we ain't going to listen. I already know your number. I can call you whenever I want. Damn. I already said you was cute. Damn.
Okay.
I'm about to put y'all in the private room, but before I do that, Delightful, you got any last words?
Until next week.
All right, don't hang up. I'm putting you in the room. Big Mike, you got any last words?
Same time next week.
All right,
don't
Big
hang
Mike,
up,
I'm putting
Mike.
You in the I'm putting you in a room with Delightful, all right? So, go ahead. All right, y'all. Miss Pimp, you got any last words for us?
You guys are the reason for the season. Y'all make my Tuesdays and Wednesdays go by with a breeze. And I will talk to y'all same time next week.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I feel so special. Molly Moore, I know you came in late. You got any last words for us, brother?
All right. Good talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, you know. Long live the king. Dynasty.
All right, I got one more question. Miss Pimp. Miss Pimp, are you single?
Today I am.
Oh, too late. Yes. All right. I was going to hook you up with Marley, but he hung up. Ruined my joke. Candy, you got any last words?
Had a good time. See, try to get with y'all next week.
That's what's up. Janine.
Had a good time. A very good show. I'll definitely be back next week to talk with y'all.
That's what's up. Butter.
I enjoyed myself this evening. Can't wait till next week. Get on SinCityRadioShow.com and let's do this.
All right, what you got, dog?
Oh man, you miss a day, you just miss every damn thing. It's like I'm still trying to get caught up on this shit, but. Like I said, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all know how we do it. Next week.
That's what's up. Now, for everybody that want to know what happened yesterday, y'all can always go to SinCityRadioShow.com. Scroll down toward the middle of the page, and you can listen to the show. You can listen to previous shows from the site. You know what I mean? Just in case y'all didn't know that.
So and you can God listen to the whole show in its entirety. I mean, a lot of shows that went over, that was streaming, that went over, that y'all didn't hear, like the CCA, any one of them. Y'all can hear the whole show in its entirety. Just go to SinCityRadioShow.com, go down to the bottom, like my man said, pick the date, and listen to it.
All right, on that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless. Good night. I'm going to leave y'all with a song called Got Your Back. We out. Peace.
Cooler than a summer breeze. Fresher than my delivery. In the crease in my dungarees. Not sure where I'm at, but where I wanna be. I hit the door and dancing on the floor right in front of me. And we've been talking for a minute, like same views, though she came from a different life. Knowing every chance isn't given twice. She was in my mind, we was both trying to get it right. Smarter than the next chick, my ex chick, even saw her as the best pick. She worked hard, got a daughter and some ex. Disrespected and got left before his next shift. And shorty got the winner's vote. I just wanna wrap her up like a winning coat. She said, boy, you can't even begin to know without a care. Told me she'd be there, think I'm finna dough. If you wanna rock with me, get it straight to the top, let's go. Okay, okay, with every little thing you do, as long as it's me and you, every moment is a. No mama hit the gas on him. The mother girl, she just laughed as I passed on him. Mix a little bit of sass with a little bit of class, and the fact that them legs had an ass on him. She been watching for a while, I've been caught up in a smile, trying to comment on her style. Had me sprung and unconscious on the howl, thinking vows, hands in hand together, walking down the aisle. You know about giving up and losing hope when the going starts getting tough. Had enough and it feels like you're getting crushed. Kinda hard to stand when your plan's barely sitting up. Okay, don't worry, boy, I got you. Please believe it's not we if it is not you. And not because I have to, because I want to. You're going all the way and ain't nobody can stop you. If you wanna rock with me, head it straight to the top, let's go. Okay, okay, with every little thing you do, as long as it's me and you, every moment is a. Any storm, we can weather, as long as we stick together, know we can find a way. Okay, with every little thing you do, as long as it's me and you, every moment is a.